Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
The Queen becomes Britain's longest ever serving monarch today, and she's in town. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Your Majesty. And we're trying to find someone who has met and has spoken to the Queen.
Yes.
Sarah is on the phone. Sarah didn't just speak to the Queen. What did you do?
I was held by the Queen.
You were held?
Yes.
What, do you mean like against your will?
No, I was only a newborn baby.
Oh, but she picked you up.
Yes.
That's amazing. So when did this happen? When were you born?
I was born in 1982.
82, okay. So the Queen was just happened to be visiting the hospital that day?
No, I was. My dad was a Coldstream guard.
Right.
And my dad was stationed down at Buckingham Palace. I was born on the army in the Army Barracks Hospital at Redhill.
Wow.
And my mum had took me to see my dad when he was on parade. And the Queen came over and helped me.
That's amazing. You've had a cuddle from the Queen?
Yeah, I've had a cuddle.
Isn't that nice?
That's awesome. Well, listen, there won't be many people listening to the show now who've actually cuddled the Queen, so you're quite special. All right. Thanks, Sarah.
No problem. Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Kenny's on. What happened to you, Kenny?
Silver Jubilee 1977, 19th of May. We all got a T-shirt for meeting the Queen. I, at that point, was riding ponies, another horsey story. And I was part of the horse fraternity, representing the horse fraternity in the Perth area. We took a couple of horses into Bell Sports Centre in Perth, where Her Majesty came round. We were presented to Her Majesty. We were told beforehand that when you address the Queen, initially you call Her Majesty, and after that, thereafter, it's Ma'am. Now, unfortunately, that day, Prince Philip came round. As you know, he's got this habit of putting his hand in his pocket with his kind of thumb sticking out.
Yes.
My pony thought that was an invitation that he had polo mints in his pocket.
Oh, no.
So he tried to eat Prince Philip as he came round.
Oh, dear.
Listen, great story. Thanks for calling.
All the best. Cheers. See thank you. Bye.
Ross in Edinburgh, what happened when you met the Queen?
In 2009, I was the Queen's pony sergeant in Balmoral.
You were her pony sergeant?
Yep.
So what did that involve?
I was there with a contingent of Scots Guards for 3 months, and while the Queen's up in Balmoral, she goes hunting and shooting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I basically looked after all the ponies that went on the hunting.
Okay, so did you speak to her?
Every morning, she came down at 11 o'clock on the dot and fed the ponies that were left in, carrots, apples.
Yeah.
And the first day was a bit embarrassing because the nerves got the better of me and a little bit of wind got out.
You could blame that on the horse, though, couldn't you?
I did blame that on the horse. She wasn't amused.
You didn't... No, tell me that didn't happen. You didn't break wind in front of the Queen.
I did. The second day, as she was going under the rope that I was supposed to be holding up, something caught my eye. I dropped the rope and it nearly whacked her on the back of the head.
Oh, my.
No, you didn't. You're making this up now.
I'm not. And on the third day, I was perfectly behaved.
So you're holding the rope up for the Queen and something distracted you. What could be more important?
It was the lady in waiting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Listen, thanks for phoning. You have a great day.
No bother. Cheers.
See ya.
Go on.